Thank you for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call began 4 years ago as a response to the pandemic, and has since evolved to serve as a daily pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the 23rd day of the month of Adar Sheni. Please continue to daven for a 6-year-old girl in Boca, very much in need of our collective tefillos. Please have in mind Chaya, Yael, Shoshana, Bas, Chana Friedel, as well as a good friend of mine, Yitzhak Aaron, Ben Malka Chana, as well as Tinok, Ben Nechama Devorah. Please keep them in mind in your tefillos as we go forward each day, pleading to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a quick refuah shlema for all those in need. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Adam Starr of Congregation Or HaTorah in Atlanta, Georgia, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be followed by Rabbi Starr, who will be reciting the following 5 chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, the Mishaberach for Sahal, the Mishaberach for the Shavuim, for those who are still tragically held hostage. Rabbi Starr will conclude with the Mishaberach Lecholim, pausing, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email, subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link, is ou.org/Tehillim call. Last chance, last opportunity to sign a letter to President Biden. Please go to ou.org/180. Last I checked, we were, I think, somewhere around 105,000, which is an incredible feat, but we still need to get to 180,000. If you have yet to sign the letter, please take the moment, sign the letter, go to ou.org/180. Please share it with your family, with your friends. Every family member can sign the letter. Even babies at home, an email can be created for them and the letter can be signed in their name. Please go to ou.org/180. 180,000 printed letters to be brought to the White House tomorrow on the 180th day. It's October 7th. We need your help. Please go to ou.org/180. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Starr.
Thank you so much, Naftali, for this invitation. Opening with some words of Chizuk, as we are approaching the end of Adar Sheni, as Naftali mentioned, the 23rd day of Adar Sheni. We've had an extended Adar this year, as we say leap year. We have Adar Rishon, the first Adar, and the second Adar. And there is an interesting discussion in the Gemara during which Adar should Purim take place. But to all be honest, as we're in the getting ready for Pesach mode, it probably would have been easier to have Purim in Adar Rishon give us a little bit of a break before getting ready for Pesach. Yet, of course, we paskin that it's in Adar Sheni. But in the Gemara itself, they actually have a machloket, a dispute. Where should it be? One opinion states it should be in Adar Rishon, because we have a general halachic principle, which is mitzvah haba liyadcha al yachmitzena. Then a mitzvah comes into your lap. You have an opportunity to perform a mitzvah. Don't let it rot, or don't let it, more precisely, become chametz. Don't lose the opportunity. Take an opportunity right away to perform a mitzvah. And since we encounter the 14th day of Adar, first in the first Adar, maybe we should observe Purim on that day. But then the other opinion comes and says, yes, in general, we do operate with this principle of mitzvah haba liyadcha yachmitzena, taking advantage of performing a mitzvah at its first opportunity. However, when it comes to Purim, there is an overarching principle which overrides this value of not passing over a mitzvah. And the Gemara explains mitzvah Mismach Geula LeGeula Adis. That the greater value here is connecting redemption to redemption. Meaning, Purim needs to lead directly into Pesach. The redemption of Purim must be connected to the redemption we're preparing for over the next few weeks of Pesach. As the Maharal explains, the redemption of Purim, although it's important and it saved the Jews, was yet incomplete. As the Gemara says, Akate Avde Achashverosh. At the end of the miracle, we're still servants of Achashverosh. We were not free. We take that redemption, that important redemption, that the Jewish people was saved, and then we take that energy and we move it forward and carry towards what Pesach represents, which is a complete redemption of the freedom of the Jewish people and sovereignty in our own land, being able to serve God in peace. Over the past few months with October 7th, we've had really difficult and painful times for Am Yisrael. And we've suffered great losses. And as was mentioned, 179 days now that the hostages, that many of the hostages are still in Gaza. At the same time, there have been redemptions, incomplete redemptions. The amazing work and bravery of the members of Tzahal, the hostages that have been released. And we should be very proud of the accomplishments of the Jewish people and the Jewish state and the members of Tzahal under most difficult circumstances with, of course, the assistance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those are redemptions, and even amidst them, the pain and the loss and the suffering, there is what to celebrate about who we are as a people. However, Mismach Geula L'Geula, that's only a partial redemption, as we are still 179 days in this conflict with so many hostages still not reunited with their families. So we take that energy of what Purim represents, an impartial redemption, and we yearn and we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Geula Shalema, which Pesach begins to represent, a complete redemption when the Jewish people can once again be sovereign in peace in their own land and to celebrate freedom and building a Jewish state, and with the hope of the ultimate redemption of the coming of Mashiach, b'mheira v'yameinu. We will begin with a recitation of a series of Tehillim. First, Tehillim Chaf, Psalm 20. Lam natzeach mizmor de David, yan cha adonai biyom sara, yisagef cha Hashem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach ezrecha mikodesh umitzion yisadeka. Yizkor kol mincha osecha ve'olascha yidash nasela. Yitein lecha chil vavecha ve'kol asascha yemalei. Yeranen abishu asecha v'shem Eloheinu nidgol. Yimalei Adonai kol mishal osecha. Ata yadati ki yoshi Adonai mishicho. Yaneu mishmei kodsho bigvuros yesha yimino. Eilev arecha ve'eilev asusim, anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu naskir. Himakaru v'nafalu v'nachnu kamnu v'nistodad. Adonai hoshia, hamelech ya'aneinu v'yom karenu. Mizmor le'David, Psalm 23, Tilim Chaf Gimel. Mizmor le'David, Adonai ro'i lo echzar. Binos deshe yarbitzeni. Almei minuchos yinahaleini. Nafshi yishovev yancheini b'magilei tzedek lima'an shimo. Gam ki eilech v'geitz almaves lo irara ki ata imati. Shiftecha umishantecha hima yinachamuni. Ta'aroch lefanei shulchan neged zorerai vishanta v'ashem en roshi. Kosi rivaya. Ach tov v'chesed yirdifuni kol yimei chayai, v'shafti b'veis Adonai le'orech yamim. We now move to Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph, Psalm 121. Shilamalos Esainai El Haharim, Me'ayin Yavo Ezri. Ezri Me'in Adonai Osei Shamayim Va'aret. Al Yitain Lamot Raglecha Al Yanum Shomrecha. Hinei Lo Yanum Velo Yishan Shomer Yisrael. Adonai Shomrecha, Adonai Tzilcha Al Yad Yiminecha. Yomam HaShemesh Lo Yakeka, V'yareach Balayla. Adonai Yishmorcha Mikora, Yishmor Es Nafshecha. Adonai Yishmor Tzeitzcho Vo'echa, Me'ata V'yad Olam. Tilim Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130. Shir Hamalos Nimamakim, Kirasich Adonai. Adonai Shima Bekoli, Yenos Necha Kashuvos, Lekol Tachanunai. Imabonos Tishmor Yah, Adonai Miyamod. Kin Chahasulicha, Lima'an Tivarei. Kivisi Adonai Kivsan Nafshi. Vilid varo hochalti, nafshi adunai mishomim laboker, shomim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el adunai, kim adunai hachesed ve'arvei mochidus. Vehu yiftes Yisrael mikol avonotno. Tehillim kuf mem beis. Psalm 142. Maskil David, Yoso b'mara tfila, Koli Adonai ezak koli, El Adonai eschanan, Eshboch lefanav sichi, Sarasi lefanav agid, Yisatef alai ruchi, Yata yadata nisivasi, be'orech zu alech hamnu pachli. Abet yamin urei ve'eimli makir, abad manos nimeni ein doresh lenafshi. Za'akti eilach Adonai amarti, atamachsi chelki be'eret achayim. Hakshiv al minasi ki dalosi me'od, hatileni mirodfei ki amsu mimeni. Hotia mi masker nafshi lo dope shemecha. Biachtiru tzadikim ki sigmol alai. Achenu. Which has become really the rallying cry for the Jewish people during this milchama. Achenu kol beis Yisrael hanesunin batzara uvashivya. Haomdim bein bayam uvein bayabasha. Hamakom yirachem aleihem v'yotzei mitzara lirvacha, u'me'afeila la'ora, u'mishibud l'geula, hashta bagala v'zman kariv, v'nomar amen. Nishaberach l'chayalei tzahal, the prayer on behalf of the members of the Israeli Defense Forces. Nishaberach avoseinu Avraham Yitzhak v'Yakov, יברך את חיילי צבא הגנה לישראל ואנשי כוחות הביטחון. העומדים על משמר ארצנו וערי אלוהינו, מגבול הלבנון ועד מדבר מצרים, מהים הגדול על עבר אהבה בכל מקום שהם. ביבשה, באוויר ובים, ייתן אדוני את אוהבינו הקמים עלינו ניגפים לפניהם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציל את חיילינו מכל צרה וצוקה, כל נגע ומחלה וישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשה ידיהם. Yad ber soninu tachbehem biyatrim meketer yishua vater nitzachon. Bikuyam bahem hakatuv ki Adonai Eloheichem, haolech imachem, lilachem lachem imoideichem, veoshiachem v'nomar amen. The prayer for those being held in captivity, mishaberach lishvuyim. Yishaberach avoteinu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov Yosef Moshe v'Aaron David Shlomo v'imotinu Sarif Garachel Belaya. V'yivarech v'yishmor v'yimtzor et nedrei tzvahagana l'Yisrael u'shvuyah bet galachenu netzunim betzara u'veshivya. V'abur shekol ha'kahal ha'kadosh hazeh mitpalel v'aburam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimaleh Rachmim Aleihem Yotzei Mechoshech V'Tzal Mavet U'Masrotem Yinatek U'Mi Mitzukoteihem Yoshiyem Yishivei Mehera L'Chek Meshvachotem Yodu Adonai Chasdo V'Niklo Tov L'Bnei Adam Yikuyam Bahan Nikra Shekatuv Uvdu Ye Adonai Yishuvu Nuvol Tzim Berina V'Simchat Olam Al Roshtam Sason V'Simcha Yasigu V'Nasu V'Yagon V'Nacha V'Nomar Amen. Yishaberach L'chol in prayer for the sick. When I get to the appropriate point, I will pause to give everyone on the call an opportunity to insert the names of who they are individually praying for amongst Shar Cholei Yisrael at this time. Yishaberach Avo, Seinu Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Moshe V'Yarov, Davi Shlomo, V'Yivarech V'Yirapeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimaleh Rachmim Aleihem Lachalim Amarapod Amachazik Amachayot Amishlach Lame Rafua Shlamin Min Shamayim V'chol Evra V'chol Gidah V'chol Shar Chol Yisrael Rafuat HaNefesh Rafuat HaGuf Hashta Bagal V'Zman Kariv V'Nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Star. We look forward to having you back on the program, please God, in the years Hashem, in the near future. Just to share, just a few minutes we were on the call, I see the numbers have jumped at the 180 campaign, now around almost 115,000. Let's keep doing, let's keep sharing, let's keep getting the word out. We can make a difference. Please, if you haven't, go to ou.org/180 and please share with all of your contacts. For us here at the Daily Tehillim call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. Each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around, to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.